This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 60 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Gretchen Caudill from the Artificial Turf Factory Outlet in Naples. Gretchen, welcome.
Hi.
Pleasure to get to know you this morning, and why don't we just jump right in and why don't you share a little bit about what you guys do over there.
All right. Well, we are the local distributor and installer of artificial turf. We have a full showroom down on JNC Boulevard, and you can come in, see all their turf that we have available. We do installs and sell to the public, homeowners and contractors alike.
Very nice. Very nice. And it's becoming a bigger industry now, right? People don't want to be mowing their lawn or taking care of the
lawn. Yes, it's huge. And, you know, it is pricey up front, but, you know, it pays for itself within, you know, a year or two because of maintenance and, you know, time and grass clippings in your pool and mud in your floors, you know? So, it's great, you know, and it looks beautiful, stays perfect all year. You know, it's Florida. We can't grow grass.
Right. Or good grass anyways. Right. Right? I'm from up north and we had that fine grass up there.
I had Kentucky bluegrass. So right? I hate Florida grass. It's terrible.
It's really blotchy, it's heavy. I don't like it either. And it's growing it. Either.
And we have, you know, like 9 different styles. So, you know, you can choose for any applications. It's great for pets. It's great for kids. You know, we can even do putting greens in your backyard. So,
types of different styles of grass. So, how does that work obviously you have a system involved, but as far as maintenance or drainage, how does that work?
Okay, so we remove, you know, 2 to 3 inches of, you know, grass, sand, whatever's there. And then we put in crushed concrete underneath, and that gets compacted down. And then the turf, we actually install with composite borders. A lot of companies use various different things. And up north, that works fine, like pinning or, you know, metal edging. But in Florida, that just doesn't work. You know, it rusts. Lumber rots. You know, pinning, we have sand, so it's going to shift. Yep. So we insist that our installers use composite borders. And the turf gets stretched over the top and stapled to it. So you don't actually see the borders, but that's going to hold your base material in place. So you get a good 15 years out of your turf.
Is that the normal lifespan for turf? Or?
Well, not exactly. Depends on the quality of the turf. If like ours is triple layered backing, it's double polypropylene and polyurethane. And as long as you have that, then yes, you will get the longevity out of your turf. If it's a single layer backing, you're going to get 2 to 3 years before it starts to crack, maybe 5. But then your backing will start to crack. And that's just not good. When you spend that much money, you want it to last.
Yeah. So, absolutely. And then is that more because of the Florida environment or traffic?
Well,
traffic probably plays a big role.
Traffic,
in it too,
yes. And our environment's very harsh, you know, salt, heat, you know, it all causes, you know, issues. So you want a good backing, you want good stitching, and you'll get that with our product.
Are there certain applications that work better than others?
What do you mean?
As far as putting artificial turf in, are there certain situations where, you know, yes, that's great, and maybe that's not a great idea?
Not necessarily. I mean, it unless you've got like a real steep hill, you know, which in Florida is not really a thing.
Right.
but there's, you know, there's ways to get around that. Like if you do have a major hill, you know, we can use what's called ground grid, and that it's like an accordion, you know, it goes underneath your turf and holds your base in little pockets, basically. And, you know, that keeps everything from sliding off the hill.
Right.
But I mean, it works great for pools. You know, we can do strips between pavers, you know, dogs, we've done dog parks and dog resorts. I mean, it's great for pretty much whatever, you know, if you have standing water issues, maybe not so great. But again, there's sometimes ways around that. You know, we can put more base material down, you know, and raise it up so you don't have a puddle underneath it. But, you know, that's the purpose of putting the crushed concrete underneath. That is for drainage.
Got it.
It will drain like real dirt as long as you put your base material underneath properly. I mean, it works, you know, fantastic.
Are you seeing any trends within the industry as far as, you know, movement towards a certain type of turf or situations?
Well, the canine grasses are, you know, extremely popular, even if you don't have dogs. You know, the canine one, it has antimicrobial in it, so it's great for playgrounds. You know, it keeps bacteria off the kids' feet. You know, so that's, you know, number one seller is the canine one. Then we have the Imperial Prime, which is a little bit taller. It looks beautiful. And, you know, it's just a great, great turf. You know, some of our taller grasses, that those are great for like front yards where it's not super high traffic. Yep. You know, if it's a real high traffic area, you want to go with one of the shorter turfs, you know, like the canine grasses. And, you know, we do have a turf that looks like Florida grass. You know, it looks like that floor tan.
Gotta be authentic, right?
Well, if you want it to look natural, that's the way to go, is the Premier. Yep. So, you know, we have a variety to choose from. So if you want that artificial look, you know, we have some brighter greens, you know, cause some people like, you know, they want it to be artificial, you know, and they want it to look artificial. So we have a pair of those that, you know, are real bright green and they look fantastic installed. We just did a dog park actually in Estero.
Nice.
And it looks great. Then we do have the darker greens with the brown thatch. So it gives you that natural look. I'm sorry. So lots to choose from.
Lots of varieties. That is awesome. I love it. So I have to ask, how did you get involved in this industry?
Oh, well, I was looking for a receptionist job or, you know, and happened to fall into this. I was actually looking for a job at a vet's office and came across this one and it just kind of fell in my lap. So I took it and now I've moved up in the company and I'm running the office and doing the estimates for installs.
Wow. So, see?
Yeah, worked out great.
That is great. That is great.
Worked out great.
So how long have you guys been around again?
Okay, so we opened this location in June of 2022.
Okay.
We have a location in Orlando. It's been here longer. And then our headquarters is actually Turf Pro Solutions in Colorado. And they've been around for a while. So we actually have multiple headings. We have Turf Pro Solutions in Colorado and Denver, Colorado Springs and Denver. And then we have U.S. Artificial Grass. We just opened in Chicago and San Antonio. Wow. And we have Artificial Grass Turf Warehouse in New Jersey. And then our two Florida locations in Orlando, which is Artificial Turf Factory Outlet. That's me.
Very nice. How would you guys stand out or compare? How are you different from other solutions out there?
Well, we give a 1-year installation warranty. So we get you through rainy season, make sure you don't have any dipping or settling. We have the triple layer backing, which is very important. And we install with composite borders. You know, we give you the best bang for your buck, I guess is the way to say it. You know, we probably should be charging $15 to $20 a square foot for what we offer, you know, the quality of our product. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep us in the $10 to $12 range, $15 for putting green. So I'm not the cheapest, but I'm not the most expensive by far. But I give you the best quality for what you're getting. So, you know, you get what you pay for, and that definitely qualifies it for turf as well. So,
well, yeah, and if it's your lawn or something you're going to be looking at using every day, you want to make sure you're going with the quality.
Right. You know, and you know, if you got dogs, you don't want them to, you know, rip it up or tear it up immediately. Right. Because I've seen that happen.
What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I want to get you the best quality for the best price.
I love it. So I know your job is very demanding. You got a lot of hats that are going on. What do you do outside of work?
I play with my critters and I read a lot.
See, kind of detach a little bit, right?
I'm super boring, actually.
Oh,
well, but I rescue a lot.
Oh, you do? See,
I do.
Great.
Yeah. No, I'm from Illinois originally, but I've been down here 26 years.
What brought you down here?
My parents decided to sell our jewelry store, and they said Florida or Arizona. I said, hot or hotter. Let's go with Florida. So
right? And you want green. You don't want.
To cook my dinner on the hood of my car because it's 120 right? degrees outside, and I don't care how dry the heat is. It's still 120 right? degrees.
I'm with you. And your humidity is better for you, anyways. It's better for your skin. See?
That's what they say.
Right there, you go. So is there one thing maybe about what you guys do that maybe our listeners don't know that they should know?
Well, I don't know. Really? I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Can't think of anything?
I mean, it's, you know, great for, you know, if you don't want to do yard work, if you don't want to do, you know, have mud or anything. You know, it's pretty great for the environment because you're not having to spray chemicals and, you know, do all that. But
you get to enjoy the Florida life a little
right.
bit instead of sitting in the yard and maintaining
it.
Right?
And if you put a putting green in, you don't even ever have to leave your house.
See? And that's nowadays, that's probably good, right?
Right. You can practice your tip shot right from the back door.
That's it. So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more?
All right. Well, my showroom is at 2161 JNC Boulevard in Naples. So you can come see me there. You can call us at 239-431-8147. That's my direct office line. Or you can check out our website. It's artificialturffactoryoutlet.com.
Gretchen, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. And I need to come in and check out some of this because I hate
you
doing
should.
Your work,
yes.
Right?
I'll get you a free estimate too.
Perfect. I know somebody, right? There we
yes,
go.
Yes, free estimates. And we also do financing. So you can get a 0% with 12 months option.
Love it. Well, you have a wonderful day and we will see you soon.
Thanks, Jim. It was a pleasure.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.